There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
He kōna I purangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
Hi, I'm Jen Halregal. Welcome to the Sportsman of the Year, A Suburban Philosophy. Just a warning before we get started, some of the language can get a bit tough at times. I am from West Auckland, after all. And we also talk about some stuff you might find upsetting, and some stuff you will hopefully find funny. So take care of yourselves, okay? For some reason, my dad has never told me a lot about his family history. Occasionally, I would meet someone at a gig and they would mention a relation of mine who was a musician, but I didn't know how it all fitted together. A few years ago, my dad's cousin Pam wrote a book about their side of the family. It was called Einolan to New Zealand, The Music Plays On, The Halregal Story. Turns out that my great-grandfather was a musician in an orchestra. He came from a small town in Germany called Einolan, which is close to the French border, and it has an area referred to as the Minstrel's Land, Musikantenland, which sounds magical to me. But apparently, because jobs were so scarce, the musicians would travel far and wide so they could make a living. Sounds familiar. In 1895, my great-granddad toured with his orchestra and ended up settling in Australia. But one day he played a gig in Auckland and thought it was so beautiful that he wanted to live here. That's how I ended up with my surname, Halregal, and why I was born in West Auckland, and maybe even explains some of my need to make music. The idea of Sportsman of the Year came about because I was looking for a fundraising angle to start recording a new album. I needed to put a message online which would captivate my audience, let them know that I was going to do something new, and that to do it, I needed some resources. I thought the message, middle-aged wrinkly lady from the suburbs wants to record a new album, would you help, just didn't seem to cut it. That wasn't how I was feeling about where I was, writing-wise, and I knew in my heart I had an important album to make. Then I found a photo of me with my Sportsman of the Year Cup and Top of the Class book prize from intermediate school. I remembered how proud I was at the time to receive these awards, but wondered, where did that girl go? I thought it would be interesting to mash up what I was doing musically and combine it with the story of what happened to that brave girl in the photo, and look at why she eventually stopped competing in sport and lost her confidence, and why it's time to go back and claim that prize with gusto for her now. When I was around 12 years old at the end of Year 8, I won Sportsman of the Year at Rangeview Intermediate, West Auckland. There was no award for a sportswoman, so sportsman it was, and I was very proud to get it at first. I loved all sports, but in particular netball, swimming, tennis, long jump, high jump, shot put, softball, badminton, squash, table tennis, gymnastics and running. And I also really liked winning. When I received the award, I distinctly remember feeling that it should have gone to Ian Burrows, because he deserved it more and, in my view, was a better athlete. I felt the kids in the school didn't think I should have got it either, and I could hear them saying so. But now I believe that memory was tainted by my interpretation, and I was the only one being hard on myself. Probably no one even cared. It's likely poor Ian doesn't even remember me, the school or the award. But I'd like to say hi, Ian. Thanks for being such a good sport. That year, I also won Top of the Class prize for academic achievement, and my other nickname was The Professor, because I was quite serious about studying and was always asking questions. I was quite delighted about this title until I realised it was different for girls, and that in order to be liked, I would need to button down and get a little bit more ladylike, sugary, and less competitive. especially if I ever wanted a boyfriend. After receiving these awards, I lost interest in competitive sport and I also didn't like being called the professor anymore. From then on, I did a lot of self-regulation in order to get people, especially boys, to like me. And I learned to always put a smile on my face no matter what, even if I was really struggling. A similar thing happened in 1993 when I won Songwriter of the Year for the album It's My Sin at the New Zealand Music Awards. The other two writers up for the award were Jordan Luck and David Kilgour, and I was extremely embarrassed about winning because those guys were my heroes, so I thought I didn't deserve it. Recently, someone introduced me as an award-winning songwriter, and I thought, gosh, that's overdoing it a little bit, isn't it? But then it's true, I did win an award for my songwriting, but had conveniently misplaced that memory as well.
It's a little bit like winning the Sportsman of the Year. You're only 12, you've got big feet, and you're a girl.
This podcast and album are called Sportsman of the Year because I am calling that 12-year-old back to claim her prizes with pride and without reservation. I own all my wins now. They are encompassed in the spirit of all the stories in these chapters, but they are also inextricably linked with my many fails. One can't exist without the other. To win is also to learn how to fail with grace.
I may no longer be pretty or unusually thin, but what I do have, I never give in. Oh, it's not that the road in the pain for my belief so high, you can tell they need to win, and you get getting on. As you get getting stronger, good.
As I head into the next stage of my life, I don't want age to define me. I want to be known for the work I have done and what I am doing now. Why is it that the world is so determined to lock everyone in age boxes? I refuse to be dictated to, and I will not be told I am too old to make relevant music anymore. Pert breasts, a nice face, or a tight ass don't make it the songwriter. So I will fight the good fight for my right to produce music until the day I can't anymore.
The princess years don't last forever, and your time in the sun only lasts so long. You should get your act together and you can keep on, keep on, keep on getting stronger, girl. You got that light, let it shine, girl.
These are my power years, and quite frankly, I'm going to take them. This episode of Sportsman of the Year was written and performed by me, Jan Howe-Regal. Justin Gregory was the producer and the engineer was Jana Witter. Tim Watkin is the executive producer. You can get the book Sportsman of the Year, A Suburban Philosophy, which comes with a high resolution download, or you can get the CD too, at my website, janhowe-regal.com, or at record stores and bookshops who are stocking Sportsman of the Year. Ask them for it. You can subscribe to Sportsman of the Year at Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Radio Public, and of course, rnz.co.nz/series. Please give us a rating. More people find out about us that way. Thanks for coming along. Enjoy.
Power. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.